This podcast is brought to you by Audible. Visit audibletrial.com/CSR to download your free audiobook. Again, that's audibletrial.com/CSR for a free audiobook.
And by The Country Squire. Visit thecountrysquireonline.com to discover custom pipes, handcrafted blends, and unparalleled customer service. TheCountrySquireOnline.com.
We thank them for their support of this show, and we thank you for supporting them.
You're listening to Country Squire Radio.
Welcome to Country Squire Radio. I'm Bo.
And I'm John David.
Diddy.
Hey, Bo. Good evening, man.
Man, good evening to you, sir. How you doing tonight?
You know, I'm doing well. It's, been kind of a busy Monday, a couple weeks here before Christmas. And, it's kind of pleasant to get the shop quiet tonight after a busy day and smoking a nice warm bowl of Rivendell and my Savinelli Trevi. Glad to be here.
Dude, when I walked in the door, you had like a whole like spread of pipes out.
I know, man. I can't wait to get them online, but we had a huge batch of estate pipes come in today. A lot of folks are like, where do you get these estate pipes? And to be honest with you, Bo, most of the time they just walk in off the street.
Yeah.
We had a really good friend, Craig McHenry. Craig and his wife, Diana, actually live in an Airstream vintage trailer. And they found out about the Country Squire.
An Airstream vintage trailer.
You know those like silver like camper trailer things?
Is this like the official CS tour bus?
No.
Okay.
No. It's not quite that cool.
Okay.
I know the cool factor you're going for.
Right.
But actually, it's a lot cooler. But yeah,
of course.
The Airstream, it's a, you know, just a vintage kind of tin can looking camper
right,
type thing.
Okay.
And they're
right.
Just awesome. They're legendary.
Yeah, you know,
there's a whole cult of people out there that follow them. But our friend Craig and his wife Diana, they are retired and full-time live in one of these trailers. And they found out about the Country Squire literally through Country Squire Radio, which has happened a lot.
Yeah.
And they made a stop that, you know, because they just are all time in the trailer, they were like, well, we're going to go to Jackson, Mississippi and hang out with these guys.
Dude.
And so they came here. They were actually here earlier today and kind of tipped in and tipped out real quick. They missed you and they were sad about that. But Craig had just a beautiful batch of estate pipes that we're going to sell for him. And just a lot of really cool 1970s Ben Wades, Petersons, Savinellis, a couple Stanwells, some Freehands, a couple Meerschaum pipes, just our interesting collection. So,
that's awesome.
Look for those if you're listening live. Look for those in the near future on thecountrysquireonline.com.
Yeah, so let me ask you this. There were two in particular that were showing me. I'm assuming those were not estate pipes.
Those are actually Don Carlos pipes. And we had a very good friend of ours named Henchoes, who is one of our local listeners and friends. Henchoes wanted a Don Carlos pipe, so we ordered him one. And while I was doing that, I was like, well, let's get a Don Carlos for the shop, too. And so we ordered Henchoes one.
Right.
And then we got one for the shop as well. And let's just say it's a $400 Don Carlos pipe. It might make your heart skip a beat,
dude.
Yeah, I mean they're beautiful. I mean,
no,
it's a,
I mean yeah, you could,
the grain is as straight as you'll ever find it.
Exactly.
For as big as they are, they're super light, and it's basically two car payments for most people. So
I'm going to ask you a question that we should probably actually more address on either a previous episode or a future episode.
Yeah,
I mean, there's no way to know what the grain is like until you get in there, right?
If it's a piece of plateau, like, you can kind of have an idea that the grain is going to go more up and down.
Right.
Whereas, you know, if it's an Ebauchon piece, you know, you'll kind of have sideways grain and crisscross and all this other stuff, but which will make you jump. But, you don't really know exactly what it's going to be like until you get down to the very core of the pipe. But, right. You know, the carver does have a general idea because of how they're looking at the piece of briar going into it. As they're kind of sketching out the pipe shape on the side of the briar, they can get a general idea of what probably lies beneath, but not exactly.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I'm gotcha. Well, you know, I'm always fascinated with kind of the process of, you know, the things that we enjoy and how they get there.
Yeah.
You know, this last past week, actually just a couple of days ago, you and I got back from a bit of a road trip.
Yeah, man, we had a great time. Our friends at Scandinavian Tobacco Group Lane in Atlanta, Georgia, right outside of Atlanta, and Tucker invited us to come over. And man, we just had a great time. We got to see where all the, you know, some of our favorite tobaccos are made and processed right as they come off the truck straight from the farm.
It was like Willy Wonka.
Yeah, dude. I think they hid the Oompa Loompas though, or whatever they are. The little dudes with green hair. Yeah, we didn't see them.
No, but they did blow you up and then roll you back in the back.
That's what happened. Yeah. And that's why I look different today. it was a great time. Our friends there, Max and Christy and Lassa, they all just really rolled out the red carpet for us, and we had a great time.
Yeah,
so, good folks at Lane Scandinavian Tobacco Group. Of course, Lane, you know, proud sponsor of the show. They do wonderful tobaccos like BCA and 1Q and HGL and others. And of course, Scandinavian Tobacco Group, well known for blends like all the Peter Stokeby fame blends, Orlick Golden Slice, Escudo, and things of that nature. So very tickled to go see them. And it was a really cool outfit.
Yeah, stay tuned to hear a little bit more about one of those tobaccos later this show.
Mm.
But first, man, we are doing a holiday look.
Yeah.
At our series, Tracking and Packing.
Tracking and Packing.
Now, if you've been listening to us for a while, I want to say even within our first 10 to 12 episodes,
right,
we did an episode called Tracking and Packing.
Yeah.
We then revisited about a year later, and here we sit a little bit more than a year later. It's always something that we like to address around the holidays because people are, they're traveling, man. They're going around to visit family. They're going around for different holiday celebrations, and they want to bring their pipes with them. And so it's great to kind of discuss how people have done that in the past. But as I've mentioned on an earlier episode, you know, I find myself in need of a primary method for transitioning my pipes.
My goal tonight, Bo, is to inform our listeners of all the options out there to help them track and pack, but really just to sell you something. I want to walk out of here with either you or Mrs. Bo having bought something.
Well,
committed to buy something.
I'll put it this way, man. I'm not necessarily planning on buying something, but I did leave the live stream going at home if Mrs. Claus just happened to be, you know, watching that sort of thing.
Yeah, just be sure to mention which one of your favorite.
Oh, yeah.
No, we've got several good things tonight. Not only this time of year, you know, are people moving around, but you're also buying gifts for folks. Obviously, you know, it's Christmas time. That's what we do. So, you know, there are, if you've been a good boy.
I've been pretty good.
We wanted to kind of give you an idea of all the different leather goods and pipe carry cases that are out there. Some really cool ones. What we've got here, just some things that we feature here at the Country Squire. If you see something you like or hear something you like, feel free to give us a call. But there are other options out there, eBay, obviously, other retailers that have a variety of things. From simplest to kind of most complex, we're going to start with the traditional kind of leatherette vinyl pipe sock thing.
Okay, so this is what, you know, I've seen this before, and actually I've got some pipes that have come with cases like this where it's almost, you know, depending on the size of your pipe, it's big enough to carry that and maybe a few things as well.
Yeah, you might put like a tamper and maybe an ounce of tobacco in it, but, you know, kind of imagine like an oversized pipe sock that you might get if you order a New Peterson or something like that.
Oh, so this is different from a pipe sock.
Yeah, so it's a larger pipe sock, just made of vinyl, but you know, something like this costs you, you know, between $8 and $15, something like that. And you know, it's generous enough for you to put a, you know, medium to small size pipe in it. You can put a larger pipe in it, but if you put a smaller pipe in it, you can also squeeze in about an ounce of tobacco, pipe tool, and maybe some pipe cleaners as well.
So that's good. It's very nice.
That's kind of on the simplistic end. As you move around, you've got other options too. If your goal is just to look for tobacco, we've got a few things that are there. Folks often refer to roll-up pouches, and a roll-up pouch, imagine a kind of a fold-over envelope that doesn't have any buttons or zips or anything. It's just very fluid.
It's like a tobacco wallet.
Yeah, it's a tobacco wallet. You can just kind of fold it up, roll it up, and shove it in your back pocket. It folds up real easy. It's real malleable. And a lot of folks like that, particularly folks that are, you know, kind of working, people that use their hands throughout the day and kind of, you know, something that they can just stuff really anywhere. We've got a lot of contractors and painters and things like that that, you know, at the Country Squire will use that just because they can literally crumple it up, roll it up real tight, and just put it, you know, the smallest place they've got fit.
I guess if you had a small pipe, you could also roll it in there, but this is primarily for the tobacco.
Primarily for tobacco, yeah. But we have seen people kind of nestle a pipe there in the middle too. A version like that too, that is, you know, similar is this nice little LaRocca zip pouch. And you'll see zip pouches a lot of times. We've got folks that don't like the zip pouches because sometimes the zippers are not very high quality. on there. And so that's why sometimes you'll see people kind of shy away from zippered pouches. This one's from La Rocca. Our friends there, really nice folks to work with. And they do some pipes. We see their pipes sometimes around the shop come in as an estate or something, but their leather goods are really nice. And we've had good success with them. But you know, you've got some that are, you know, this is, premium leather. You've got some that are more vinyl version. And, this one's got this nice kind of, soft lining on the inside. Right, so you can, yeah, you can put your tobacco in there.
All right. So let me ask you this with the kind of the tobacco pouch, that is the idea that you would actually just put your tobacco loosely in there, or would you still kind of maintain it in some sort of like,
yeah,
on a plastic carrier or something like that?
Most people that use those things will put the tobacco directly in there. And that's, okay, and that's actually how it's designed to work. Anytime you find a pouch with a nice, real kind of supple material on the inside, it's meant to keep your tobacco fresh. And so they will go ahead and just put it straight in there. If you're a person kind of like me that is regularly switching around tobacco,
right,
and because you're just so, you know, ADD that you can't, you know, make up your mind on what you're going to do when,
right.
You know, then a lot of times, you know, if you order tobacco from the Country Squire, you'll get a, like a 2 ounce bag, a little plastic bag that's has a stamp on it. And a lot of times the folks will leave that bag in there, and then put it inside there. So that's an option for you too.
Gotcha.
Our best selling thing, and I think probably the best selling thing anywhere in the world, is just called a pipe combo. They sell these combos, some that hold one pipe, some that hold two pipes. This is our favorite. It's from La Rocca. And if you're listening, you can imagine a, you know, obviously if you've been a pipe smoker for a while, you've bumped into these. But for those that maybe aren't familiar, these are great because they hold the pipe, the tobacco, and your pipe tool and tamper and, you know, lighter and all that kind of stuff.
And so, all separately.
And it's all separately, right. So you've got a pouch specifically for your pipe, and that's on the bottom, and you can poke your pipe right in there. Goes real easy, bent or straight pipe, and it'll hold a pretty good sized pipe. You'd be surprised. On the side, you've got a real nice zippered compartment that'll hold some pipe cleaners, mm-hmm, matches, you know, any kind of pipe tamp or any of that stuff. And then a real nice, you know, kind of vinyl inside there where you can, you know, put your tobacco directly in there if you'd like. And these are great. This one is a real fine leather. It's 39, but you know, they've ranged anywhere on the internet from, you know, $15 to $150, just kind of all over the map. This one, we love the La Rocca's because, and we've carried them here for years because they're tapered. With a tapered pouch, you can put it in your back pocket or really any pocket a lot easier than just a straight big old kind of clunky one. So anyway, but they do make them with buttons and, you know, that have different shapes. We like the tapered one. They come in a black and brown, and just because you can kind of shove it in different places.
Are they one standard size, or do they make a couple different sizes?
They make a few different sizes. We carry the medium size one here. Yep.
Okay.
So they're pretty nice. Yeah. Pretty good. And yeah, combos are like, everyone at some point will own a combo. It's one of those things that, you know, it's just real handy to be able to, one of the first things that pipe smokers that are kind of getting into their deal with pipes, you know, they realize, I've got all this stuff. What do I do with it? You know, a lot of times for newer smokers, I'll, you know, recommend a cigar box or something like that. But this is kind of the next step for that,
sure,
something like a nice combo.
Well, and it's nice because I like the idea of having kind of the various compartments.
Yeah.
At the same time, I also like the idea of bringing more than one pipe along.
That's right. And we do have something for that too. A couple options for you. And these actually are bags that hold four pipes. And, you know, you'll find stuff all over the place that hold anywhere from, you know, two and three pipes all the way up to six and eight pipes. You know, at some point, it's like those Gillette razor blades. It's like, how many razors really need to fit on this thing? Like,
right.
Do I really need to bring like 14 pipes in this giant leather thing made of alpaca that, like, no, I mean, just stop it.
Some people are saying, yes, you do.
And some people do. Hashtag Sid Newell, right?
That's right. He's not alone.
But, and Sid, if you're listening, I mean, you really, you know, that's the thing about like people like Sid. He is actually commandeered like a DOP kit basically for toiletries that, like, it's got all the perfect loops in there and everything for pipes. And so that's, you know, those are options too if you want to just kind of, you know, make something, a pipe bag that maybe wasn't necessarily meant for.
Gosh, but, you know, I've mentioned already, but I'm using that bowler cap right now to cart around my stuff, which is just terrible.
It's really bad. These are both from our friends at Music City Marketing. They're a big distributor in the tobacco world, and they do a good job just with these particular leather goods. This is a just a real simple four pipe pouch bag, and it's got room in there for four of them.
I'm so liking real nice. That.
Yep. You can put four pipes in there. You got to be kind of careful on, you know, how you're going to arrange them, and the pipes can't all be maybe your biggest pipes, but it will hold four. And they'll go in there nicely, and the thing expands really well. It's got room for pipe cleaners and also a removable deal that you can put your favorite tobacco into.
Oh, I like that.
So if some people don't like, you know, to carry their own tobacco in a loose thing like that, you can take that out and pop a, you know, a tin, maybe your favorite tin in there or something like that.
Yeah,
so,
I like how it's got the loops,
yeah.
I think is what you called them, where you can just slide your different
those
pipes
are
up.
Called loops.
There, yes. Well, I mean, yes. You know, I don't, there's technical terms.
No,
things.
There are.
But yeah, I like that because I, you know, too often in these pouches, you get like everything just kind of mushed together.
Yeah.
And so something like that where it's going to keep things separate and yeah. not potentially damaging the pipe, you know, bumping up against the tamp or something of that nature.
Is real handy.
Yeah. I like compartments and inserts.
That's the thing. Like once you get to the combo level some of these other ones that kind of, I mean, I guess you'd call that like a four pipe bag.
All right.
You know, if you're real confident in yourself, it'd be your pipe purse.
I was about to say, it does look a little purse-ish. That's the only thing that's holding me back from
that. But then when you open it, it's all this, you know, awesome tobacco and, you know, sweet pipes, and it's like, no, that's worth a purse.
Are you saying it's what's on the inside that counts?
It, yeah.
Nice. We can all learn a little something from the old pipe.
Of course we can. We do have a more premium version of that that gives you, it also has just kind of a nice open side on there, almost like a messenger bag type design, but it's a closure that has some magnets on it, and then also just a little larger space for your pipe. So, and again, these all come in all different types of varieties, you know, that you might try out for your pipe. So this will hold a little bigger pipes, again, for the, you know, as we said before, you can find these in six versions, eight versions, and you know, all kinds of custom stuff is too. Matter of fact, we've got a couple different custom things that I'd like to show tonight real quickly.
Yeah, just one other thing about this one in particular. What did you call this one again?
A pipe purse.
Just another pipe purse. this version of the pipe purse that you pulled out. It's
a pipe bag. It's a four pipe bag.
The thing is, with both of them, you whip them out, and I'm kind of like, but then you open up like, ooh. You know?
No, I know, exactly.
And this one in particular, the way the loops are done is it looks like it would cover the entire shank.
It would.
Makes it even more secure.
Yeah, that's right. It's a bigger bag. It's going to give you more room, and it's got dedicated spots for things like a pipe tool right here in the middle, and then a larger tobacco bag as well.
Yeah.
But then, you know, you've got these kind of longer, elongated, you know, loops that, you know, can hold basically the entirety of the stem for your pipe, which is nice. So.
These are great.
Yeah.
What I see you have coming up is a little bit more my wheelhouse.
Yeah. I did want to show just our friends a couple of different things. This is a beautiful little pouch from my friend Danny Vasquez at Bird and Bear Pipes.
Danny's?
This is Danny's.
All right.
Danny, a good friend of the show, Bird and Bear Pipes. I think his website is birdandbear.us. And if you'll go there, you can see some of his stuff. But this is a real simple pouch. And all it is one compartment. And so it's not particularly, you know, complicated, but you open it up and it's just all the room you would ever need for your pipe. And you can put a whole tin of tobacco in there, your pipe cleaner, a whole bag of pipe cleaners will fit in there. And when you roll it up, it's just a real compact, nice fit. So love that. And use that quite often because it's so versatile.
Yeah. I'm digging the external here.
Yeah.
But I admit, I like the internal of the bag,
yeah,
you know, of having, so
it's just real simple,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
but you can put a lot of stuff in it, and the leather is very, very, very soft. This is probably my pride and joy, and you can get this on Etsy. This is from our friend, I forget his name, but he does the Soarin Owl bags on Etsy, and you can find him. He'll do custom stuff, and also does, you know, stuff that he just has on hand, kind of small batch stuff. But
see this right here.
It's pretty cool. I actually had him put my initials on this, so it's got JDC right there. But this initially was kind of a real light brown tobacco color, you know, leather, and it's darkened up over time as I've kind of used my hands on it and things like that. But you open it up, it's got these kind of leather straps on there. You open it up, and it's got a spot for a lighter, your pipe, and this real nice lined plaid pouch in here. You've got room for your pipe cleaners, tamp, and then tobacco. In the tobacco chamber, instead of the tobacco, I actually tend to keep a handkerchief. just so I can kind of wipe off my temper and that type of thing.
Well, you never know. You might just bust out in tears one day.
And you might bust out in tears if you just have that overwhelming bowl. So, yeah, but I love that a lot. That always gets a lot of nice compliments.
All right. So kind of looking through all of these, giving me a lot of good ideas here. I think, you know, I think for me, for what I'm looking at, you know, I'm such a weird guy.
You're eat up with weird.
My pipe needs are so unique and everything. So I think eventually what I'm going to go for is a custom job.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm digging the leather pipe sock. I'm loving the texture of it. I like the leather.
Super simple.
Something about leather and pipes, man.
Super simple.
Yeah.
You know, well, if you're a pipe smoker, you're classy.
All right. So Mrs. Claus, if you're watching at home, that right there.
Super simple. One thing to keep in mind with some of the more custom leather things that are done by artisans, if you're on the go, and I have really experienced this a lot, and this is, I would listen to this if you're in the market for one. If you're on the go, you know, these beautiful handmade ones that hold all this different stuff and have the straps on the outside that make it very, beautiful and all this stuff. They're so gorgeous. But if you're on the go, if you're in your car, if you're in cramped places, these are not the best and most practical. Because they take up more space, and yes, they are beautiful and have lots of compartments for all your stuff, but there's something super compact and simple about a small tapered pouch. And I find as I travel a lot, and if I'm in my car or even at a coffee shop or something smoking my pipe, there's something about having it more compact that is generally helpful. So I would mention that.
Yeah, no, that's good.
I tell you what these are good for. What the big ones that open up and they've got all the bells and whistles. That is great for, like, if you're going to be stationary sometime, working for a whole lot.
Right.
Like if I'm doing like a yard work or like any kind of shop work or woodwork or anything like out and about. That's going to be nice for that. But, you know, if I'm on the go, this is not the most practical thing.
Yeah, I'm thinking like camping and hiking. Like when you've arrived at your destination, rolling it out and you're good to go.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I mean, gosh, I've been finding myself traveling a lot more than I used to. And you know, throwing everything in the suitcase.
Right.
Something like this is perfect. Something like
the tapered combo
La Roca. That really
and those are nice. We've carried those for a long time, and they're
Mrs. Claus.
They're super.
La Roca, so good stuff. Excellent, excellent. You know, the great thing is because of the various methods that are out there. All of us have. It's kind of like, you know, we've talked about how you kind of in a pinch you'll use a tamp. You know, you'll use anything for a tamp.
Yeah.
And in a pinch, you'll use anything to kind of pack your pipes. Mm-hmm. And we've all been there at some point. So it's nice to kind of graduate into having something a little bit more intentional.
I agree.
Finally able to smoke your pipe.
Finally got my pipe lit. Doesn't Rivendell smell good?
It does, man. You've smoking a little bit of this Rivendell tonight, which is great. Of course, mm-hmm. Rivendell, prominent from the world of Tolkien. Mm-hmm. And hey, if you like the world of Tolkien, guess what?
What's that?
You can dive into it thanks to our good friends at Audible.
Really? Did they actually have books that you can listen to? Is that right?
That's correct, John David. In fact, if you go to audibletrial.com/CSR, you can get yourself a free audiobook. And the beautiful thing is that free audiobook could be one of the Lord of the Rings.
It could be.
Those are not small books.
No, they're not.
No. It's a lot of bang for your buck, which if you're signing up, and use audibletrial.com/CSR is no dollars. So that's a lot of bang for no dollars. audibletrial.com/CSR.
Pipe question of the week.
All right. Pipe question of the week this week is brought to us by Lane BCA. Guys, we talked to you earlier in the show about how we got a chance to go out and visit the Scandinavian Tobacco Group and see where some of these blends are put together.
That's right.
It's amazing. You know, there's something very like you kind of almost got a little not teary-eyed is the wrong word for
it.
It
was maybe a bit emotional.
I mean, a bit emotional.
There's something that happens when you get to see, you know, the tobaccos that you use every day to blend, you know, some of your favorite blends, when you get to see it coming off the trolley in the factory.
In its primordial state.
Yeah, it's like its most fresh, just, you know, pure, unadulterated state, it's like, that is BCA. And just imagine these vats of BCA, large vats all over, and just being able to smell that thick, sweet Black Cavendish. And it was really wonderful. We had such a good time. And anytime you get your hands on BCA, you kind of just want to get a fistful of it and eat it.
Eating tobacco.
I wouldn't recommend it, but it's definitely a temptation.
Excellent.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
Well, check it out, Lane BCA. All right, we've got a pipe question in from Bill Phillips, who writes, "Hello, Bo and John David. Thanks, fellas, for a great show and for taking my question, if you choose to." We did. John David has often spoke highly of McClellan blends, such as Oriental Number 14 mixture you highlighted on one of your past shows. I've tried Frogmorton Cellar, Three Oaks, Town Topic, and now the Number 14 mixture, which I promptly ordered after listening. I seem to have the same problem with all of these McClellan blends. I have to relight. Then my tongue is screaming for mercy. With most other blends I enjoy, they seem to take the flame relatively easier, and I don't usually have to relight more than a few times. So I was wondering if you have any tips specifically for smoking McClelland. All the best to you, and thanks. Again, that's Bill Phillips.
Bill, interesting point, man. I have never heard someone having trouble keeping McClellan blends lit. And, you know, if that is something that you're struggling with, honestly, the tongue bite is probably very correlated to, you know, having to relight it so often. One thing about McClellan blends, they do tend to be maybe a little moist when you open the tin. So one idea would be to open the tin and let it sit for a while before you smoke it, or even put some tobacco on a piece of paper and just kind of let it air out a little bit before you smoke it.
Oh.
Just to kind of, you know, let it breathe some. Some people will open a tin and actually let it sit for a few days. You know, we have one customer at our shop here who's a complete disaster. He's a total mess, and I would tell that to him to his face and have multiple times. But he calls his back seat of his car his tobacco dryer. And what he does when he buys a tin is he puts it in the back seat and cracks it open and just lets it sit there for about 3 days.
Huh.
And no one gets in his back seat, so it's not disturbed. But he just lets it sit there, and it kind of lets some of the moisture get out in that Mississippi heat. So I would maybe try to let them breathe and air out some. You look at our friends at places like Cornell and Deal, or certainly Mac Baron, who are kind of known for drier tobacco, the tobacco that isn't quite as moist when you open the can. And on those, you might have the opposite problem. Like maybe there's not enough moisture, or you might even want to add some in those cases. But with McClellan, they do tend to be a little damp. So I would do that. Be sure, you know, as you're smoking those tobaccos, let them, you know, tamp them out. Tamp your ash. Tamp that ash. That's very important. And I hope as some of that goes along that you'll find more success. I'd be interested to know, as you smoke bowls later in your McClellan tobacco, further along, maybe the second half of your tin after you've, you know, made some progress through it, if you would have the same problem then as you would up front. I think that's kind of your telltale sign. Another thing to keep in mind, and I was reminded of this today because we were blending up a private blend here in the shop that someone was experimenting with, and they were like, you know, I said, man, this tobacco gives me no tongue bite at all, and three other people said that sitting around the tobacco bar here. But then the person that, you know, said that we're making this blend for, they were like, I get extraordinary tongue bite when I smoke this tobacco, and we were kind of comparing notes on that, and you know, different leaves and different tobaccos and even different casing and topping will react with people's chemistries different. And so, you know, it might be something where maybe some of the vinegar that McClelland is using to, you know, saturate some of their, you know, tobaccos just isn't a good fit for your palate. And that's totally understandable. That would, you know, probably be a common denominator in most of their tobaccos that you would see processed. So keep that in mind, you know, but I definitely would continue to give McClellan tobaccos a shot. They are good friends, and we've had just tons of luck and success with their tobacco over time. So let them dry out. and keep looking for that perfect one.
You know, actually, you mentioned actually in a previous episode, McClellan's Christmas Cheer.
Yeah.
And how you wait every single year to actually bust it open. And
yeah.
You were kind enough when I walked in earlier today to actually offer me some of their Christmas Cheer 14.
Yeah, 2014.
And, yeah, I was smoking it before the show, and you told me to mention that to up my cred.
I did. Yep. I specifically said that. I was like, you should tell people you liked Christmas Cheer to up your cred.
You're like, really? You like that? Really? You like that?
Well, it's funny. Christmas Cheer, it does have some slight, you know, even though it's not, certainly not an aromatic tobacco, it's very oily. And it's got a, just kind of the spiciness to it and the, oils in it kind of give it some sweet hints to it, but it's certainly not an aromatic tobacco. And so it was just impressive to me that
telling you.
It's also a flake tobacco too. And
yeah,
flakes are, harder to get lit, harder to keep lit. They're not for everybody. And McClellan flakes tend to be thick cut flakes. And so it's more chunky.
Is number 14, is that a thicker cut flake or is it also loose?
Oh gosh. I think that's more of a ready rub.
Okay.
If I'm remembering correctly. I think 14 is a ready rub. So it's going to be already kind of torn apart.
Fair enough.
But this is a, small, chunky, but thick cut flake. And I was just impressed that you smoked it and liked it.
Yep. Moving up in the world.
Moving up in the world, baby.
That's right, man. With great pipe question of the week, Bill. We appreciate it. Hey, and if you've got one, send it in csr@podastery.com.
Quick fire with the squire.
All right, so last week, I guess a couple weeks back, we said Morton Sandevi sent us in some. We've been combing through them. Last week, I mentioned that we were going to take a break to actually go into some that were sent in to us by our good friend Brian Levine of Pipes Magazine Radio. And so if you know Brian, then you know he is all about two things.
Pipe tobacco.
And Disney. That's right. There is a reason why when we had him on to revisit the dichotomy of Disney, specifically because of these two passions. And so Brian said this, this is so wonderful. Disney versus the world.
That's incredible.
That's the title of the, although that might actually be one that we're supposed to choose, Disney or the world. But we'll go ahead and go into what.
Wait, which Brian would choose Disney?
He would definitely choose
obviously.
Disney. Absolutely. Right. All right. So here, you ready for this?
Yep. All right.
The Seven Dwarves or the Seven Samurai?
Seven Dwarves.
I'm going to have to go with Seven Samurai.
Okay.
Don't get me wrong. I love dwarves. I love dwarven mythology. But I've never been just that big fan of the dwarves of Sleeping Beauty in particular.
Okay. And I see that he actually says the characters themselves,
right,
not the movie that they're in.
Right.
Yeah. I would go with the dwarves. I think they're more interesting. I don't know. They have some nice stories
to tell.
You've
never even watched Seven Samurai, have you?
No, I don't even know what that is.
See, there you go. There you go. It's a Kurosawa film. It's a classic. Actually, a lot of inspiration for Star Wars.
Yeah.
Anyways, check that out.
Good for you.
The Lion King or The King and I?
Okay, he says the Broadway shows. I've never seen either Broadway. If I had my guess, I would probably go with The King and I.
See, I would probably go with The Lion King.
Is that right? Yeah.
I've never seen. Lion King is on my list that I really want to see.
They say the Broadway is epic.
I mean, it's supposed to just be a groundbreaking performance, but I've never seen it, and so I really want to see that. And if I ever see The King or I, okay. So I'm gonna have to.
Is Lion King still on Broadway? Because I know one of those.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
One of those '90s Disney ones is still on Broadway.
It's gotta be The Lion King.
I mean, yeah. But which I mean is a big feat for it to be, what is that, almost 30 years now?
Gosh.
That's terrifying.
That can't be right.
Yeah.
Please tell me that's not right.
It's like 25
years.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. I don't know why that makes me feel better. Peter Pan peanut butter or Donald Duck orange juice?
Oh, Peter Pan peanut butter.
All the way.
Yeah.
All the way.
I mean, who needs orange juice? It's like got vegetables in it and stuff.
So it's got
it's got fruit in it, and peanut butter actually has vegetables. or I guess that'd be a legume. I don't know exactly. I don't have my vegetology down tonight.
Getting all botany on us here. All right, Toy Story or West Side Story?
West Side Story.
Toy Story without question.
West Side Story has that song. How does it go? Puerto Rico, my heart's devotion, let it go and sink back to the ocean. I was going to try to sing it, but then I was like, I still want to have friends.
I'd rather be in San Juan. I've got a boat you can ride on.
I don't know. I West Side Story.
West Side Story is probably the worst musical that has ever
in their history of ever.
I'm telling you, the music is so atrociously overhyped that it's ridiculous. I actually have a very like strong distaste for West Side Story. I do not get the appeal. I think the music is just, hey, let's put two extremes of sounds back to back and call that amazing. It's terrible.
Absolutely. Well, I don't like toys, so there. I'm just
kidding. Dude, Toy Story is amazing. Toy Story is
no, that's really good.
All three of the films, and they're making a fourth one apparently. Although they should probably quit while they're ahead. Mickey Mouse Club or Fight Club?
Mickey Mouse Club.
Mickey Mouse Club gave us such performers as Justin Timberlake.
Did it really?
Also, wow. Christina Aguilera. She was in the Mickey Mouse Club. Also, the other one, Britney Spears.
One of them other ones.
Fight Club. Fight Club. Fight Club's an excellent.
You're going to go with Fight Club?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay. Dumbo or Rambo? I just love that. I love the way he's pairing these.
Brian's just messing with us now.
I know.
You know what? Dumbo. Dumbo. Well, what's that Jim Gaffigan skit? He's like, when you ride the Dumbo ride, it's so boring at Disney World. You know, you ride the Dumbo ride and you get off at the end of the ride and there's just a mirror and you just stand at the mirror and, you know, and the guy looks in the mirror and he says, Dumbo.
Right. Yeah, I guess I'd choose Rambo between the two. Although I will say I would definitely pay money to see those two fight.
Oh, yeah.
No weapons.
Oh, then my money would be on Dumbo. Dude, he could all, I mean.
He's a baby elephant.
If he does, I mean, come on. Dude.
Rambo.
He'd have at least, I don't know, a few pounds on Rambo.
We might have to actually pitch that one
maybe
out.
Put
who
that
would
out
win
to
in a
group?
Fight? Dumbo or Dumbo as in a child version of Dumbo versus Rambo with no weapons? I'm kind of curious about that. And then last but certainly not least, Nightmare Before Christmas or Rocky Horror Picture Show?
That's hard.
That is a tough one.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to go with Rocky Horror Picture Show.
I'm going to go with Nightmare Before Christmas.
Okay.
There's just something about that that's a little bit more classic. Mm-hmm. Have you seen that theory that all of... what was the dude that made Nightmare Before Christmas, the crazy guy?
Bowie?
No, not David Bowie. The other crazy guy. Edward Scissorhands. The studio audience knows the answer and they're freaking out.
Oh, of course they do. And they're like, you idiots.
All right. What is it? Tim Burton. Thank you. All right. So have you heard the theory that all of Tim Burton's like claymation, animation, whatever you want to call them movies are the same person's story in reverse? So that
no.
Jack, the Skeleton King, is actually the guy from the Corpse Bride, who is also the boy from Frankenweenie. Was that the name of that movie? Or something is like.
Is it really called Frankenweenie?
It's the kid like Frankenstein's his dog. And then grows up to be, you know, the corpse bride the groom of the corpse bride. And then at some point dies and becomes Jack the Skeleton King.
Country Squire Radio does not endorse any of the movies aforementioned.
Not officially. All right. So great quick fire questions in from Brian. That's awesome, brother. Thank you so much for sending those in. Next week, we'll be back to Morton. But hey, if you want to send us in some, you can csr@podastery.com.
I mean, Dumbo or Rambo, really?
Dude.
He's just messing with us.
Your thoughts, your comments, listener feedback.
All right, man. Listener feedback this week. We've got a comment from YouTube from Luke the Duke, 93, who says, in one of Pierce Brosnan's Bond films, there was an extended scene in a cigar manufacturer. It was actually a marketing ploy by one of the companies to reveal a new Romeo and Juliet cigar. Always fun to watch the show, fellas. Hopefully, I'll be able to visit the shop someday. Well, you are more than welcome to do just that. He's talking specifically, you know, last week, I believe it was, we talked a little bit about kind of the pipes and popular culture and kind of how they've been featured. Cigars, man, cigars are all over the place.
They are.
Pipes, we need to step up our A-game a little bit.
We need more of that. It is funny, you know, the Bond movies are so heavily laden now with, you know, advertisements built into the movie. So there's no telling how much Romeo and Juliet, you know, paid whatever, you know, producer to put that scene inside their cigar factory. But and I'm sure they sold like hotcakes.
Dude, what was the whole thing like a couple years ago where like Heineken, like Bond ordered a Heineken instead of his like signature shaken
master?
No, I
know. It's shameless now.
Dude,
yeah.
I mean, how much did Heineken shell out to have Bond order their drink over his signature martini?
Did people even watch those anymore?
I don't know. I don't.
I mean,
there's some big Bond fanatics out there.
No, there are. Look, I mean, Sean Connery, you know.
Well, yeah, the classic, sure.
Pierce Brosnan, nowadays, I just don't know. I've never liked Pierce Brosnan. I can't get on board.
Sean Connery.
I always have a soft spot in my heart for GoldenEye because of the game.
Dude, that game was the Halo of its day.
No, it was.
Halo was the Call of Duty of its day.
And Call of Duty is the...
whatever the kids are playing these days.
Three Nuns of Our Day or whatever. I don't know.
What? Is that a game? Wait, that's a tobacco.
It's delicious tobacco.
All right. We got some from iTunes as well. What we got from Redheaded MK?
Yeah, this comes from Redheaded MK on iTunes. He says, excellent and informative. I love listening to CSR. It's one of the highlights of my week. The hosts are able to effectively blend together witty banter, good information about pipes and smoking, and a dash of theology. Mm. He didn't insert that. You should definitely give them a listen. Thank you so much, Redheaded MK. We appreciate you, man. We love those iTunes reviews, too.
Yeah, it's a great way to help out support the show. So head over to iTunes, write us a review. You know, I should have mentioned it at the top of the show, but I'll mention it now. Of course, we've got until the end of the year a bit of a contest going on. Or sweepstakes. That sounds a little bit more accurate.
No sweepstakes, yeah. Is that right? Yeah.
That sounds right. If you head over to our YouTube channel, and if you just go to countrysquireradio.com and click YouTube, subscribe to the YouTube channel, and then tweet us at Squire Radio to let us know that you did. And we will make sure that your name gets in the running, where we will be giving away 2 ounces of tobacco.
That's right. Country Squire hand-blended tobacco, and you can pick the blends yourself, and it can be 2 ounces of one blend or 1 ounce of two different blends.
And I'm telling you, this Country Squire hand-blended tobacco, you can get that pretty much anywhere. No,
you can't.
It's only exclusively from the Country Squire.
Proprietary blends right here from your favorite tobacconist. We'd love. And if your tobacconist is feeling nice that day, he might even throw in another ounce. He's going to throw in another ounce.
Whoa, dude, are you up in the ante?
Bam! 3 ounces, man.
All right.
Isn't that something?
Dude, all right. Here we go.
It's Christmas time.
I'm telling you, man. Get in while you can. This is good. We got Santa Claus sitting right here.
That's right.
Look, so head over there, countrysquireradio.com. Click on the YouTube link. Subscribe. Tweet us. Let us know that you did. I like this kind of stuff. I like sweepstakes contest sounds weird, but just things that get the community active. And we also get to reward the community.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm looking forward to the next year where we can do more of that.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of fun stuff on the horizon.
A lot of stuff on the horizon.
Yeah. So get in on the ground floor, folks. It's good stuff.
Yep.
Good time to do it.
Hey, Bo, one quick announcement before we kind of do our sign off routine.
Yeah.
We actually, if you're in the local area and are a member or are interested in being a member of the Magnolia Pipe Club, on Friday night, December 18th at 6:30 p.m., we're having our annual Christmas party. It's going to be awesome. Lots of good food.
It's going to be crazy.
Strong drinks. It's going to be wild.
Wow.
And lots of really good door prizes. Very, very significant portion of the folks that come are going to get something really cool to go home with. So anyway, free to attend. Please come. Find out more about the Magnolia Pipe Club and come join us. Get your smoke on.
I'll give away a mug.
Isn't that something?
If you're being Santa, I'll be an elf.
Oh,
there you go. All right. So, of course, you can't keep up with us throughout the week. We hope that you do. You can actually follow us on Twitter. I'm at The Real Bo York.
I'm at John David Cole. And you can get us at the shop at underscore Country Squire.
And of course, you can follow the show and tweet into the show while you're listening to it at Squire Radio. Actually, you know, the great thing is there's this wonderful podcast player called the Satchel Podcast Player.
That's right.
You got a Google phone, your Android device. Be sure to check that out, because while you're listening, you can actually send tweets directly to us, which is really, really awesome. So if you've got an Android smartphone, we encourage you to do that. And actually, if you've got an iPhone and you are interested in being part of our closed beta.
Is that right?
We are about to start testing the iPhone version at an undefined date.
Near-ish future.
But one way or the other, we do need to kind of start getting some names in. So it'll be kind of a first come, first serve basis. If you've got an iPhone, you want to be part of the Satchel podcast player beta, go ahead and email me. You can actually, just email satchelplayer@gmail.com. That'll be the best way to do it. And we'll get those in. Also want to encourage you to tune in for the live show. For those of you who are able, you can find the link there at countrysquireradio.com. We do broadcast the show every single Monday at 6:30 p.m. That's 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern at countrysquireradio.com. That's got all of our contact information and more.
That's right. And as always, be sure to check out the countrysquireonline.com for all of our hand-blended tobacco. tobaccos, soon to be a lot of new estate pipes that we got in and we talked about earlier, and our leather goods.
All right, man. Well, yep. I've got some good leather goods kind of on my Christmas list now, so I'm excited about that.
Excellent. Good.
Your plan works. Good job. Good. All right, man. Let's go have a night.
See you, brother.
You've been listening to Country Squire Radio. For more information on this and other shows, please visit podastery.com.